It wasn't until 2012 that I got my first watt bike, but I've had one ever since. I think back about my training life as pre-watt bike and post-watt bike arrival. Pre-watt bike still gives me anxiety, banging my shins off the clunky turbo trainer as I struggled trying to unfold the legs with my arms while simultaneously clearing ground space in the shed with my foot. And the dirt used to just go absolutely everywhere as I struggled to mount my dirty winter bike on the trainer. And that was to avoid wearing out the components on my good race bike. It's been so cool watching the evolution of Watt Bike as a company through the years. Now they have the Watt Bike Atom Smart Bike. It's plus or minus 1% accuracy of the power meter. They have the Watt Bike Hub, which is built in training sessions, or it connects up to Zwift, Trainer Road, or whatever app you're using. And I love that you can absolutely dial your bike setup now, so your bike fit is identical to your road bike and you've no problems transitioning back from one to the other. I've teamed up with WattBike to bring you a super cool offer. Visit wattbike.com and get an additional £250 off your purchase when you use the code ROADMAN250 at checkout. That's code ROADMAN250 at checkout. I'm going to pop all the details of that offer in today's show notes. The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast.
Hello, all you beautiful cyclists. It's Sarah, and I'm here for my Saturday solo podcast, where I kick Anthony out of the studio, ramble away for a few minutes about cycling, and try to help all you noobs out just a little bit. Now, I'm probably only a half step ahead of you in the learning curve about this beautiful sport, but let me pass on some of my knowledge as we go along on this journey together. Lads, in my wildest dreams, I never thought I would be releasing a podcast. Never mind a podcast about cycling. Absolutely no way. And when I was chatting to Anthony last week about what he was getting me for my birthday, and told him I wanted a gravel bike, it was just a real eye-opener for how much my life has changed in the last couple of years. And it really is funny how life turns out. And, you know, I wouldn't be a religious person at all. I've never really believed in a higher power, but maybe now I'm thinking somebody has been looking down on me and giving me a little bit of luck to end up where I am. A few months ago, I was working in a 9-to-5 job, and the job was amazing. It was interesting and the people were brilliant, but I really was wilting. And just the constant deadlines, that Sunday night dread, the firefighting of problems, dealing with stock issues, dealing with customers, quarter ends. It was an upside down life of a lot of work and not a lot of play. And the old saying that you should work to live, not live to work. Yeah, it's very wise, but it is easier said than done. Now, the decision to leave my job was honestly absolutely terrifying. And almost everybody told me I was crazy. Anthony, of course, was encouraging me to come and give it a bash in Roadman Cycling full time. And my mum was really supportive, and I really thank them both for that. I actually think my mum's a little bit bemused at her daughter, who was once the epitome of, you know, a corporate professional, who now has this new freer way of life and is pushing around in a van that's seen better days. And I have a feeling that she has noticed that I laugh a lot more now too. So I handed back my brand new shiny Mercedes to work, climbed into this 25-year-old carpet upholstered van with old A1 branding and a few questionable stains on the seats. I'm just too afraid to ask what they are. And I just had a feeling that I was on the right road. My friend Irina says that the van reminds her of that van in the movie Dumb and Dumber. Do you know the one that is covered up in fur? It looks like a dog. And I kind of love that. It makes me love the beat up van even more. And this van represents the unknown and adventure and this new kind of quirky life. And if I really think about it, I don't really feel like I was ever a brand new Mercedes kind of girl anyway. Aaron Carney, who you'll have seen all over social media, he is the hero that completed Badlands solo when Anthony had to pull out. And he's now doing the epic 1600 kilometers in and abouts ride through Spain with Ant. Well, before I left Spain, he gave me a book that he had read and I devoured it. Now, I'm a pretty fast reader. I did one of those tests online and it said that I can read at over 850 words per minute. But this book made me slow my pace down a little bit. And instead of just eating up the words and the information, I tried to enjoy it and really take it in. It's a beautiful book and one that, well, it actually moved me so much in the last few pages. I was getting a few concerned looks from the two ladies sitting beside me on my flight home because as I read it, there was these big rolling tears trickling down my face. It was just so beautiful, and particularly if you're a dog lover, which I am. Now, the protagonist has created a life for herself outside social norms, I guess, and she lives in a van. She's a self-proclaimed dirtbag, which is a term for a person who has decided that they want to live an extreme lifestyle where they abandon employment and other social norms in order to pursue this kind of life. And not having a regular job, you know, she has four dogs and spends most of her time in the wild desert in Utah. And with social media the way it is these days, you can become a creator and showcase off this kind of life, and you can very happily live and very comfortably live on getting paid from sponsors. So Brianna is out living her best life, and before that she was following a pretty regular path until she discovered something online that would completely change the trajectory of her life. And this was this monster van kind of truck hybrid with this, you know, big orange machine. And it just set off something inside her. A feeling of, okay, right, let's go. It's adventure time. This truck, again, kind of like the van that we have, it's not just a truck, it's a mindset and a way of life. And if you want to check out that book, it's called Nowhere for Very Long by Brianna Madia, M-A-D-I-A. Now, well, I'm absolutely not suggesting that everyone goes into work on Monday, quits their job and moves to the jungle or the desert or the mountains or the beach. I do think that we can all have a life where we are choosing autonomy and making decisions that actually make us happy. And we can really carve out very meaningful moments in every day. Not just being told that the car or the watch or, yeah, you know, that 15,000 euro bike is what happiness is. Yes, of course, those things can bring joy. But we can carve out really beautiful moments or hours or days where we're in heaven and we don't have to quit our jobs and responsibility to find that. But sometimes you actively have to go looking for it. So whatever bliss or heaven means to you, and maybe that's not having four dogs like Brianna, but by the way, that would simply be absolute seventh heaven for me. But it could just be gratitude or going on that hike or staying off Netflix and having a real conversation with your loved one, or of course, riding your bike. And aren't we lucky that we have found cycling that brings us those really joyful, fabulous times in our days? And yeah, going out on a bike ride isn't quite as earth-shattering as going in and telling your boss to stick it, but it is absolutely doing what you love. So yeah, not totally cycling related today, but I just wanted to share that with you for a couple of moments. I'm extremely grateful to have even a few moments of your time and attention over the last few weeks. It's been so much fun, a lot of learning, and you know what? It's only the beginning. So until next time, my cycling lovelies, safe pedaling. Mwah.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Have you ever wondered how good you could actually be? Each of us has a unique set of circumstances with work, family, and social obligations, but we also want to fulfill our potential in cycling. Okay, maybe you won't ever win the Tour de France, but for most of us, this is what cycling is about. So let us build you the perfect training plan around your lifestyle that's totally unique to you and will help you finally realize your cycling dreams. So whether you're just getting started on the bike or if you're a more seasoned cyclist, we have a suitable coach for you. So why not schedule a call with us and we can have a chat about how we can help you go further than you ever dreamed of in your cycling and fitness goals. Go to roadmancycling.com/contact or pop me an email directly to sarah@roadmancycling.com.